This is BBC Radio 3.
I'm at dinner. The waitress is slow to take our order. I don't mind. I reach into my pocket for the iPhone 4. It seems like the fifth time I'm doing this tonight. It's probably the 15th. It's nearly impossible to tell which side is the front. Both are slippery and oleophobic, and smudged by fingerprints, flat, delicate, and hard. I respond in cursory agreement to whatever it is my wife just said. My mind's too busy concentrating on fingertip sensations, maneuvering so the screen faces the right way when it emerges from its hiding place. Success. Slide to unlock. One bar again. Once I pull it out of my pocket, the reception returns. I've never seen this issue with the previous iPhones. I wait a few seconds as the iPhone's antenna adjusts to freedom from the confines of my pants and hand. Then I realize there wasn't anything I needed to look at. It's a reflex at this point, like John Marston reaching for his gun. I slide the phone back in my pocket. The phone glimmers from the reflectiveness of exposed glass. No more plastic, much more aluminum. It looks and feels more breakable. As something carried around at nearly all times, I understand the need for a case. People drop things. Keys are absent-mindedly shoved, thrown and scraped across its surface. Phones need to be set down. But the iPhone is in more danger of being irreparably damaged than its predecessors. Many previously fine resting services are now verboten. A case might now be mandatory. Yet to acquire a case would admit defeat. This aesthetic, industrial glass and steel, was meant to be the iPhone's public face. It was never supposed to be stifled by plastic to spare it from harm, or wrapped with rubber to shield the antennas from human interference. If the iPhone were meant to have a case, it would ship with a case, attached, out of the box. Flick, flick, Twitter, swipe, flick. New York Times, tap, tap, email, maps, Fruit Ninja, photos, Vuvuzela. Every touch feels more responsive than the 3GS, which is more responsive than the 3G. Swipe, swipe, swipe again. There's a delay from a half-inch dead zone on the side of the phone. When I swipe from that edge, nothing registers. I tried the same thing on older phones. Odd, this was there all along, in the 3G and the 3GS. But I'm only noticing now, because the bezel is gone and it's all glass. There's no barrier to guide me. Matt licks me. Or rather, he puts his tongue in front of the front camera in FaceTime. I enjoy it more than I should. Is it too thin? Is it too delicate? I'm afraid of holding it. It never used to be. I'm scared. Not of dropping calls, because I'm holding it wrong. I don't make a lot of them, but when I do, they're not so critical that I can't call someone back. Like a parent with a child too lazy or too difficult to live up to his potential, I'm frustrated and confused and sad. You love it so much, and you can't give it up. Something's wrong. So like most, I focus on the good. The speed, the camera, the screen. So what if he throws a tantrum when I hold him wrong? He's my boy.